Welcome to Managing Uncertainty, a podcast series from the experts at BrightPath discussing global risk, business continuity, and crisis management. Will you be ready to lead your organization through its critical moment?
Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty podcast. This is Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. I'm solo again today, and I want to talk about leadership in a crisis, focusing on what's going on with coronavirus and what this really means from a crisis leadership perspective. I think without a doubt, the coronavirus pandemic is a crisis unlike any other we've seen in recent times. I've been involved in crisis management since about 2000, so 20 years now. And in all of the different crisis situations, active shooter situations, homicides, pandemics, hurricanes, tornadoes, and other disasters that have happened, this is far beyond anything that I've ever seen before. It's certainly not a time where there's a playbook that you can pull out and say, well, here's what we should do. Down to every step. Those days are really behind us now. Leaders facing this crisis today, crisis leaders, business leaders who may not have a lot of experience in crisis management, are really facing a significant amount of uncertainty and really just sheer unpredictability at this point as this crisis unfolds. I mean, look at some of the challenges that business leaders are faced with right now. There's a fearful workforce. We're looking at a really shaky economic foundation. We have a customer and consumer marketplace that's bordering on panic. I mean, for God's sake, people are buying out all the toilet paper that's out there. And we don't know what steps government may choose to take tomorrow in order to address the crisis that's in front of them or that is headed at them in the coming days. And all of these decisions have an impact on our business. McKinsey, the consulting firm, is out with a study recently, or a look at the coronavirus crisis, where they state that this is really a landscape scale crisis. This is a term a couple Harvard Business School professors came up with a few years back, but it's an unexpected event or sequence of events of enormous scale and overwhelming speed, resulting in a high degree uncertainty that gives rise to disorientation, a feeling of lost control, and strong emotional disturbance. But we know that in any crisis situation, strong crisis leadership makes a huge difference. So with that in mind, let's talk about some leadership lessons for the times ahead. I want to start with a little bit about just characteristics of a strong crisis leader. And for me, this really starts with something that I learned in my career at Target, which is that leaders need to keep it real with their teams. And by that, I mean that it's not a time for false bravado or overconfidence. It's time to just be straightforward and be real with your employees. It's a great opportunity to communicate with empathy, but be direct with them about the realities of the situation, about the challenges ahead. And not to be, as I said, not to be overconfident, but project some confidence about the road ahead, that we will be okay at the end of this. It's a great opportunity for leaders to think about their authenticity in how they communicate and to make sure that they're sharing stories of their team as they manage through the adversity of the situation. And there's always great stories to highlight from your employees. And that's what you want to do during this time. Strong crisis leaders practice cross-functional leadership within their organizations. We think about how they lead and communicate upwardly within the organization. But more importantly, we think about how they lead and communicate across the organization. Strong crisis leaders are the silo busters. They've built strong organizational relationships across the organization, and it enables them to cut across those horizontally to get things done, to lead and communicate about what's going on. Strong crisis leaders can shift seamlessly between the strategic and the tactical. Strategic, they see the whole organization for what it is. They see the external influences, the relationships, and the incoming threats. But they also see the tactical. They know how to take that information, synthesize collaboratively, tactical decisions that need to be done, and they drive those tactical decisions through those tactical decisions onward to execution across the organization. Strong crisis leaders recognize that success for the company, for your organization, is never going to happen in a single silo. It's not going to come just from the finance team, just from the security team, just from IT, or just from communications. It requires cross-functional solutions, and those are harder to put together and harder to achieve and harder to drive. And strong crisis leaders also possess extraordinary situational awareness. They are ones who have a strategic vision. They see across the organization, and they understand the situation, its threats, the position of the company against those threats, and what else is coming at you. They see that, and they're able to communicate that across the silos through your crisis management process. So those are some characteristics of strong crisis leaders. It's also important right now to recognize as leaders that this is not a routine crisis. We are way beyond routine crisis at this point. But in a routine crisis situation, we reach for that checklist, that specific plan for this crisis, and we start executing upon that. And that's not going to work here because we're at a point where there is no scripted response to coronavirus. Instead, leaders need to promote rapid problem solving. They need to establish clear priorities for their organization. They need to empower others to discover and implement solutions that serve those priorities that they've established. In other words, we're in that very area that we talk about with a crisis management framework. We can't have a plan for this because we've never been here before. We've never experienced this before. But we can collaborate. We can problem solve. We can set priorities. We can foster collaboration and transparency across the organization. As crisis leaders, we can drive that within the company. It's also time to promote open dialogue and build trust between teams and across the organization. Because if there was ever a time where we needed to openly discuss ideas and questions and concerns and have healthy debate and disagree and have dialogue about what's the right priorities for right now, what are the things that we need to do, this is the time. And doing so, having those candid discussions as a crisis team, will result in better decisions to move your organization through the challenges ahead. Leaders right now need to establish an architecture for decision making, a framework. Hopefully you have a crisis management framework, but if you don't, this is your chance to build and architecture to make those decisions through collaboration. Doing so will allow for clear accountability in your company and in making sure that decisions are being made by the right leaders at the right level. Right now, we want senior leaders to demonstrate emotional intelligence. A sense of deliberate calm is how McKinsey highlighted this in their recent report on crisis leadership during this situation. They define deliberate calm as the ability to detach from a fraught situation and think clearly about how one will navigate the challenge in front of them. When I look for crisis leaders in organizations, I look for that emotional intelligence, and I think that's an important part right now. Companies need that deliberate calm at the top, in the executive team, in your crisis management team, in order to take a rational and clear-eyed view of the crisis that's in front of us. And then lastly, in a crisis, leaders need to put their teams first. There's a lot of fear in our workforces right now. There's a lot of fear. Employees are worried about being sick, about their families and loved ones getting sick, about providing childcare for their children, and about how do they educate their kids now that the schools are closed across the country and might be closed for months. Businesses and their leaders have a chance to make sure that they're putting their teams first and having a positive impact on their lives. You also want to make sure, as the leader, as the crisis leader, that folks are getting a break, and that includes you getting a break. For one of our clients, I'm recording this on a Saturday. For one of our clients, today is their executive team's first day off in the last 3 weeks. And I'm glad that they made the decision to do so, because there's a long fight yet still to happen. But we need to make sure that folks are getting rest, because when you don't have rest, you will make poor decisions and you won't communicate as well. So start thinking about what that battle rhythm, that cadence and fight is going to look like in the long haul. Leaders want to pay careful attention right now to how their teams are managing the situation, where they are struggling, and then take measures to support them as you work through the days and weeks ahead with coronavirus. This is the time right now for strong leaders, strong crisis management leaders to emerge, and we want to encourage them to do so. And I hope that's all of you. We'd love to hear your leadership lessons and recommendations that are working for you during this trying time. Drop us a note at contact@brightpath.com and give us your thoughts and reactions, your advice to a leader during this trying time. That's it for this episode of the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. We'll be back soon with another new episode. Thanks for listening. Be well.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Managing Uncertainty, produced by the experts at BrightPath. To receive notifications of new episodes, join our newsletter at brightpath.com or subscribe to your favorite podcast player, such as iTunes or Google Play. Learn more about the services and trusted advice from BrightPath by visiting brightpath.com. That's BrightPath.com.